Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Yesterday's Lansing State Journal reported on a proposal for the Ingham County government to impose a hiring freeze to partly manage next fiscal year's projected deficit of $3.6 million. This proposal is up for discussion by the Ingham County Commissioners this week, perhaps at tonight's Finance Committee meeting. If adopted, county departments other than public safety would have to seek approval from a Commissioners Committee before being allowed to fill open positions. The county government's budget last year is more than $220 million, of which $81 million was for the general fund. Ingham County Controller Tim Dullahanty attributes the looming deficit to lower property tax collections and increased pension liability payments. That only hints at the real problem. The number one fiscal problem for Ingham County government is the $230 million of unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits for services rendered in past years. In next year's budget, the county will pay an extra $2 million to catch up for the past unfunded liabilities. These catch-up payments will grow annually so that in the fiscal year 2021, the county will be paying about an extra $10 million. By then, about one-third of all county general fund expenditures will be used to pay current and past pension and retiree health care liabilities. Obviously, a simple hiring freeze is not going to be anywhere close to enough savings to cover what will be soaring budget deficits real soon. What else will have to get the axe? Lansing City government owes more than $600 million of unfunded liabilities, and the governments of East Lansing and Delta Township each owe more than $100 million. Finally, more than 20 years too late, the media is starting to report that just about every state, county, and local government and public school district's finances are being devastated by having to pay off liabilities incurred in years past. Ingham County government financial woes are just the first trickle of the flood of terrible news about to drown taxpayers. That's it for now. Come back tomorrow when I discuss the federal government's previous four partial defaults on Social Security benefits and which further benefit cuts are likely within a few years. Here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.